gonna lose. I wanna win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I wanna win!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
What about an education?
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Dollar, dollar.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm sitting in front of soccer stats. I've got Kentucky Derby odds, NBA basketball, Billy V's calling with UFC. We got NFL all weekend. Lord, take me home. It's second half, Chaz. We're coming to you live with our WatchEveryGame.com studios. Johnny.
Oh, man, it's great to be here. Divisional playoffs, four big games. Let's start this show like the Chiefs started the playoffs last week with that opening return for a touchdown. Woo!
Tommy's in house.
I hope somebody was listening last week. I went 4-for-4.
Yeah, Steve's on the board. Man. We'll talk about that, Tommy. I was telling everybody that would listen how you handled those Kansas City Chiefs. We are, over the next 60 minutes, going to cover as many opinions on as many sports and as many games as 1 hour will handle, and we want to hear from the public. 866-405-1717. As always, callers are wanted, winners are preferred. Let's jump out to Hector. Hector, what are you thinking, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm still recovering my voice from last week against the Bengals, dude. That was the most insane game I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, there was a couple teams that are playing this week that probably shouldn't be, but guess what? You got to win the game, don't you, Hector?
Yeah, and like I said, I'm going to keep riding my emotional heartstrings and take the Steelers +8. I think if there's any coach that can get their team ready and get them, you know, the world is against us and the Cinderella story type of thing is Mike Tomlin. I know not having Antonio Brown's going to hurt him. But the Steelers played Denver pretty good and beat them last time, so I think they can stop the run, and if they put enough pressure on Manning, I think they can actually win this one.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. They're Pittsburgh. They've been there before in this position. Anything's possible, and that's pretty close to almost a double-digit dog. You said it's up to 8?
Yeah, I took them +8, and I don't know. It's going up, though. When I saw it a few days ago, it was +7, so everybody's putting money on Denver.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. What are you thinking about the point spread? I mean, the totals.
Total, I didn't check the over-under, but I think if the Steelers win, I think it's going to be an under either way because I think they're going to not score a lot of points without Antonio Brown, and they're going to, you know, probably go at the most 21 points themselves. So I think it'll be if they win, it'll be an under.
Yeah, well, yeah, that Denver defense is tough, no doubt about it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Hector, we'll talk to you next week.
Later.
Johnny D.
Steelers with the wild card win over the Bengals, 18-16. Roethlisberger has torn ligaments in his shoulders. No Antonio Brown is officially out after that brutal hit he took. The Broncos, 12-4. We'll probably see both Peyton Manning and Osweiler looking for a big game from Emmanuel Sanders. He had 10 catches in the earlier matchup. I think he'll do even better. The Broncos defense leads the league in fewest passing yards allowed. But just to wrap this up, I love the Steelers and their rich history in the NFL. It's just too bad, no doubt in my mind, if they had a healthy Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, and Le'Veon Bell, remember him? He'll be back. They would win this game if they had their superstars back, but they don't. I don't give them much of a chance. I see Denver by 2 to 3 touchdowns.
Tommy.
You know, I like Denver, too. Antonio Brown had a couple touchdowns and almost 200 yards receiving in that last game. They don't have that this week. And when you're missing your very best player on your football team, it's going to hurt you. Take Denver, lay the wood.
You know, it's funny, Tommy, because as we all know, if we listened to the show or the podcast last week, what happened is we covered all our sports, and at the end of the show, we have our little, you know, best bet kind of round table, go around one more time around the horn, and we said, who do you like in the NCAA championship game? And Johnny called the game almost exactly
how it happened, which was Clemson backdoor covered, and that's exactly what they did with, what, 20 seconds?
They moved down the field with 1 minute left.
But
to
you know what?
Covered.
When you don't care and you're winning by more than 8 points, you
that
can
was
do that.
One hell of a football game, one for the ages.
I said that. And then so we got to Tommy, and we said, Tommy, who do you like Monday night? And you looked right at me. You put your mouth to the microphone, and you said, I like Kansas City. and you nailed it with the under and the points for the
team total
Texans, right? No doubt about it. All right, so I'm really excited about a couple of things. One is that I'm looking at some soccer in Europe, and we talked about it with Chris Martinez last week, and I'm not sure if he's going to call in or not. He's got an event this morning, but we talked during the week, and I'll do that. I'll talk with listeners throughout the week, kind of getting a feel for what they're looking at. And that's what we're doing, guys. We're waking up Saturday morning, and we're looking at what I consider the buffet of the sports betting world, you know? Some people like their oatmeal. Some people like their bacon and eggs. You know what? I like a caliente breakfast burrito myself. But we've got a lot on the action. There is one thing that I was so excited about when I looked. We're talking to people about horse racing now, and it is the beginning of the run for the Roses. And there is a race today that is a prep race for the Louisiana Derby. And you guys know if you win the Louisiana Derby, you're in the Kentucky Derby.
That's actually right.
First or second or third, you're probably in the Kentucky Derby. There is a horse running, and his name is Mo Tom.
Ho.
M-O-T-O-M. Two space in between. I don't know the jockey or the trainer on him, but I'm hoping to get some calls in. But I'm thinking if you ever had a hunch bet, the only problem is he's the morning line chalk 7-2. But there's 15 horses entered, so you may end up getting a little more odds on that. But he is the favorite. Trainer Tom Amas has been saying to anyone who will listen, it's a stepping stone for Mo Tom. He expects him to be winning and going to Louisiana Derby. So we'll talk a little bit about horse racing. There are fights tomorrow, right? Tomorrow night. Now,
tomorrow night.
I talked with Billy V, Johnny, about the fact that for how many months Americans have been sitting Sunday in front of a TV watching football. And he says that the UFC is going to try to take over Sunday nights. And you know what? I could see it happening. I could see it happening. There is still, though, a lot to learn about UFC and soccer. So right now, let's go out to Wes. Wes, morning, buddy. What are you thinking this weekend?
I'm sticking with football. I got it early in the week. I like Arizona to just destroy Green Bay. I got it at 6.5. The result's not going to be any different than it was 2 weeks ago. And the reason I say that is because the last game Arizona played, they got their pants pulled down by Seattle at home. And it's just not going to be a different result. Green Bay doesn't have any kind of speed to match up to them. And Bruce Arians is going to have them all kinds of fired up for this game. Lay the 6.5, easy money.
Yeah, no, we're excited because we leave right after the show. We got to do some prep work, and then we're heading over to Blush. So we're going to be at Blush today. We're having we have some fun stuff lined up, Wes. We're doing a what I call a raffle. If you walk in with your Patriots colors, you're going to get a chance to win one of our championshipfootballs.com, a Super Bowl 49 Patriots footballs. Now, you think they would like that, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
If you're coming in with a Kansas City Chiefs colors, you get the same exact opportunity, but we're also bringing an ice pick, and we're going to videotape them putting a hole in the football. So,
nice.
So we're looking forward to that little, pregame Mo Carmen. Now on the Green Bay Arizona game, which is the second game, what are you thinking about in terms of totals, Wes?
I think Zona is going to hang at least 30 on them. That Green Bay defense is weak, and Arizona is just going to come out really focused after how poorly they played. I don't know why they played so badly. Maybe they weren't even expecting to play 2 weeks ago against Seattle, but I think Zona is going to hang 30 on them.
Yeah, you know what? There's no doubt that when Arizona is rocking and rolling, they've been impressive this season. No doubt about it.
Yep, I agree.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week.
All right. Johnny D.
Yeah, it was a good call, Wes. Packers 11-5. They did look like the old Packers last week. Made a lot of us happy, advancing in the playoffs with a road win over the Redskins. They did lose to Minnesota and the same Cardinals 2 weeks ago, 38-8. But over to Arizona, they've won 9 out of 10. They got worked by the Seahawks in that finale. I still don't know what the hell happened in that game, but the Cardinals have the top-ranked offense in the league. They're averaging 30 points a game. They also have the one of the top defenses in the league, too. Their secondary covers everybody one-on-one. I think they'll be dialing up some real creative blitz packages for Mr. Rodgers. This is one of those games, fellas, I think you can hit it a couple of times, if you know what I mean. I love Arizona.
Tommy, what do you think, buddy?
You know, I hate betting against Aaron Rodgers, and I think I'm looking at the line right now, and it's plus 7.5, and the Packers over for the game is 21. I like that. I think it's going to be a shootout. I think Arizona will probably win the game, but it's not going to be 38-7. That's for sure. And they've been off a week, and sometimes that off week really hurts you. It really does. You know, you see a lot of teams come off flat off the off week.
We've seen it before.
And I think a great bet would be, you know, teasing the Kansas City Chiefs to 11 and teasing the Packers at 13.5. I mean, you're laying 120, but, you know, I think that's a lock. I just love that bet.
No, you know what? We've got a couple games that are close to double digits, right? We got the Pittsburgh-Denver game. It's at 8. And the Green Bay-Arizona game, you said, is at 8, 7.5.
7.5.
Right. And the thing is, if you've got an 11-point lead, this is really what we saw Monday night, Johnny, with that championship game. You got a lead that you can't lose the game with a touchdown and a 2-point conversion, and you play the game differently. And so with the teaser, you would even have more than that.
Exactly.
You know, you could be down 17, and guess what? They're going to let it go. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about NFL, and we're going to have Billy V for UFC. It's Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need sixbetsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, sixbetsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sports books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how sixbetsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's sixbetsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
Looks like we're a two-box family.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title and ChampionshipFootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too, ChampionshipFootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs, too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autographed footballs. Championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz along with Johnny D in house.
Yes, keep moving the chains, fellas.
And we got Tommy talking some sports betting.
Hey-o.
And we are pretty excited because we're going to Blush. We're going to be at Blush today for that New England-Kansas City game. It's on the 500 block of Market Street. You cannot miss it. Real quick now, before we get out to our UFC expert, let's get Chris Martinez on the phone. Chris from, now bear with me, website in 5 days, correct?
Yep.
I can't do much in 5 days. How do you get a website done in 5 days?
We just work 24 hours a day, that's all.
And there's nothing wrong with being good at what you do, Chris.
Yeah, I take pride in it.
There you go. All right, so I was telling the guys, I'm really excited. We're going to develop this all-sport format to where we're going to be doing some all-sports parlays, and there really is nothing better than having a four-teamer with a soccer game, a basketball game, a football game, or a baseball game, or whatever you're putting in there. We'll have some UFC action. So I went in this morning, and I looked at all of the options, and I remember what you had said last week, and I went with England. I said, I'm going to look at England today over Spain, Italy, France, Netherlands, Belgium. How did I do? Is that a good choice? If you're new to betting, is English soccer going to give you enough opportunity to find something you can bet?
Well, I mean, there's 10 games every single day. So, you just got to look at one good game to bet that day. So let me look at the scores that are happening right now, and I can tell you who the favorites were. So Manchester City is beating Crystal Palace. That's pretty much a given. There's actually a game at 9:30 that's an interesting one to look at, and the payout's pretty good. It's Aston Villa versus Leicester. Now, Leicester is like the Cinderella story of Europe this year. It came out of nowhere, and they're sitting in second place. They don't score a lot of goals, but you know, they're consistent, and they've hammered a lot of the big teams all season. So they've got one guy who's just on a freaking tear. He scores, like, all their goals. I can't think of his name at the time. But the payout's pretty good in that. It's almost double your money.
Well, we talked about that this week. Remember, I think that was the team. What happened, guys, is some guy that's a fan put 10 euro on this team that they would be at first.
That was Greece. That was 2005 when the Euro Cup was happening. I think it was 2005.
No. This was this past week. There was an article on one of the sports betting sites that I get.
Oh, yeah.
And what it was is the bet was, will they be in first place at Christmas? And they were like, what, thousands to one? And he won like 10 grand or something, or whatever euros are.
That's total luck.
Sometimes, you know, and I can't tell you how many times we've been at jobs where guys have come back from Reno or Vegas with a Charger or Padre to win it all ticket, you know?
Yeah.
How many of those made it in the trash pail? So let's look at that game, and let me ask you a couple of questions. First, it says pick -1.5, -119. What does that mean?
I'm going off are you talking about the over and the under?
No, I'm talking about the game. The way they do soccer is different, of course, because they got the Leicester is +115, Aston Villa is +256, and then the draw is +228.
Yeah, I always go off the decimal odds because it's way easier to calculate what your return is. So what I'm looking at for that game is, and it's actually a really good payout. I don't know why it's so good, because Leicester's in second place. Aston Villa's in 20th. I mean, they're gonna go down. Leicester's playing away, but the payout for an away win. So if you bet on Leicester, you get 2.15 back on your money, which is really, really good. I would expect it to be like 1.3.
And then on the totals with soccer, Chris, they've got over 2 and then 2.5 minus 120.
Yep.
What does that mean?
So, I mean, that's pretty standard because you only have three options in soccer. You have a win, a draw, or a loss for one of the teams.
Right.
And depending on – they usually will set the over-under at 2.5 or somewhere around that. So if the total goal scored in the game is over 3, then you win.
Right.
And if it's under 3, then obviously you lose.
Okay.
So I'm looking at an over on this, 2.5. I mean, it's essentially the same thing as betting on Leicester to win. So I would just bet Leicester to win. It's going to be a tight game. It'll probably go down to the wire, I think. Probably, I don't think it's going to be a blowout where they're winning 4-0 in the first half.
Right.
So you're going to be biting your nails, but in the end, I think that Leicester's going to come ahead.
And don't forget what I told people. Remember that with most soccer bets, it counts the 90 minutes, right, and the extra time, and then that's it.
Well, no. I mean, what you're referring to is if it's a tournament and there's overtime.
Right.
So in these games, there is no overtime.
Oh, okay. So
you have, you know, it's the end of 90 minutes plus whatever the referee adds on.
And that's it.
And then if it's tied, then it's tied.
Okay. So you can actually end in a tie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they go to overtime, it's like it's a tournament and they have to determine a winner.
Well, I was telling them, guys.
They get 3 points for a win, 1 point for a draw, 0 points for a loss.
Okay.
And they tally up the points, and so the team with the highest number of points at the end of the season wins.
That makes sense.
The regular season. So there's no playoffs in international soccer.
Ryan, I was telling the guys that when I talked to Chris earlier in the week, I remember when the World Cup was around, you know, a few years back, I cashed on the United States. They won 2-1 in overtime, and I went to my account. There was no money in there. And it turns out, yeah, the overtime don't count. All right, buddy. Well, I know you're busy. You're doing a conference today, right?
Yeah, we got a conference down in Mission Valley that we got to go to.
What hotel is it in?
The Town and Country, which I've never been to, but it's got a lot of character.
No, it does. My wife actually worked there, and this is for a quick 30-second elevator pitch on what it's for.
Yeah, so you know, I am involved in a few businesses. One of them is the Million Dollar Book Club, where we work with entrepreneurs. We get them a book. We build their executive branding, celebrity status, and then we show them how to make $1 million off the book.
Nothing wrong with that.
This is a bunch of entrepreneurs and investors, and so we're teaching them basically how to do what we do.
So they can find you at website in5days.com.
Well, for this one, go to themilliondollarbookclub.com.
Easy enough to remember, man. All right, have a great, great conference.
Thanks so much.
All right, let's head out to Billy V.
Morning, Mark. Right here with you.
Thanks for a hold. And, Billy, we wanted to get Chris on because I knew he had that conference.
Morning, Billy.
And we needed to talk some soccer.
Young
Bill Vickers.
So the Sunday, we were talking. You were saying the UFC is going to take over Sundays in America.
That's what I think. I think we're going to see a doubleheader type thing. Morning time we'll have a fight in New York and finish up in the evening with a fight in Vegas. I don't see why not.
There you go. And what I love about it is the fact that, you know, they start so early. So this Sunday it starts at 3 o'clock our time with the undercard. And then by the time you're done rocking and rolling, the final fight is 11:35 Eastern, so 8:35 our time. So that works out really well. Which ones did you want to talk about?
Just the top three fights of the night. The top three fights.
All right, so we got the usually the last three, right, Tommy? That's how it works?
Right. So you're talking Travis Bound and Mitrione first.
Yeah. And
all right.
It's weird because they've got Mitrione as the underdog, and I don't see it that way. I think Mitrione's going to give Travis Brown a good run for his money in this fight.
Yeah, Mitrione is plus 125. Travis Brown is minus 155, and they got the will-go-won't-goes. And remember, Billy, That was really the most exciting thing I got from you this summer when we were doing our all sports segments before football season, was the fact that the will go, won't goes are exciting, and yet every bar that I've been in, and I've been in like four different bars for UFC, not one person went crazy when we cashed a ticket, because it's like they didn't understand the will go, won't go aspect. So this one is pegged at 1.5.
Yeah, it's a heavyweight fight. These are the big boys. You know, they're both great fighters. They're both put their time in. Matreon is an ex-NFL player. Travis Brown is just a badass from Hawaii. So Ronda Rousey's boyfriend. And you got to wonder if she's been wearing him out. And I'm just thinking Matreon is going to have his way with him tonight.
Johnny's confirmed that it has to be that way. So, all right. And the next fight is the Alvarez-Pettis?
Yes.
Isn't Alvarez-Pettis the one where there's two of them?
And this is a great matchup. This is, if I'm not mistaken, I think this is an old rivalry. These two are weathered opponents. They both, I think they may have even faced each other before, maybe even in WEC. Can't quite remember, but remember, Pettis is the one that knocked out Benson Henderson with that crazy kickoff of the cage.
Yep.
So he's got it in him, but you got to remember that came in the third round. That didn't come in the first or the second round, you know. So I look for this fight to hit the over. You know, we'll take the over.
So that's these are all until we get to the last one. These are three rounds.
Yes, sir.
So this one is 2.5. So you see it going most of the way. And then what about the main event?
Now, Dominic Cruz has been on the sideline for quite a while. I think he had a ACL or one of those type of leg injuries where he just couldn't fight. He was the champ, and he still thinks he's the champ. He's voiced that opinion over and over and over at all of the interviews. And they got this thing at 4.5, and I just don't see that. I see this ending early. I see Dominic Cruz going in there and dominating.
Let's do a quick.
Bill's a great fighter.
We'll do some quick math for you, Billy. And you know what? Just so you know, Billy, we're going to take a break. I don't want you to hang up. We're going to come back after break. But Tommy, he's got a +115 for the underdog and a +160 for the under. How much is that two team are going to pay? 4-1, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right around 4-1. But I'm looking at the props on that fight. And
Let's talk to him when we get back. We're listening to Sports Betting Weekly. Come back. We're going to talk UFC.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. If you were waking up Saturday morning and you're saying, hey, you know what? I'm going down to Caliente, or I'm heading out to the desert, or I'm just going to grab my phone, and I'm going to just have some fun this weekend, play some action. You have found the right place. We're talking horses. We're talking football. We're talking UFC. We might talk some hoops. We're talking whatever the public wants to talk. I am second half Chaz, along with Johnny D.
Hey, I'm no mathematologist, but I think we have two more big games to talk about. So
Tommy's live, too.
Oh, you know it.
And we got Billy V on the phone, and we're finishing up our UFC talk. Now, Bill, while we were at break, Tommy pulled out some of the props for these fights. He wants to talk to you about one specific for sure.
Well, young Bill, if you think that Cruz is going to win and knock him out, is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know about knockout, but I definitely see him having the upper hand for at least the first three rounds.
Well, it's a five-round fight, so if you think that Cruz is going to win by KO, TKO, or DQ, you get +500 on that. So you bet 100 to win 500.
There you go.
If you think he's going to win by decision, you get +240 on that. So you bet 100 to win 240. And if you think he wins by submission, I'm not sure. Is Cruz a submission guy?
No, I think it's going to be a knockout.
Well, it's 1,700 plus 17. You put 100 up to win 1,700 if you think he could submit him. Is that worth a $50 bet, Billy?
I would go with the knockout.
With the knockout. Yeah. So knockout, you're getting +500. You're getting 5-1 on your money.
And so, Billy, because we talked about this during the week, remember, it doesn't matter how he wins, you get +115. But there are three different ways you can win. You could submit, you could get a decision, which means it goes all five, or they can stop the fight. So the KO TKO means they stop the fight. The submission means I stop the fight because my ass is getting handed to me. Can I say that on the radio, Steve?
You just did.
So it gives you a lot of different options, Billy, for betting the same fight, you know?
It's good stuff. And, you know, I watched the podcast with Ariel Helwani, and Dillashaw's plans on beating up Cruz, and Cruz told him, nobody hits me. How are you going to do it? How are you going to hit me? He said, oh, don't you worry about it. And this is going to be a great fight. I'm really looking forward to this fight.
And that 4.5 over will go, won't go. They're saying it will go 4.5 because if it ends before that, you get 160 for your 100, but you got to give them 200 to get 100 back because the won't go, will go of 4.5 is minus 200.
Maybe they know something I don't, but I don't see that happening.
All right. Well, good to know. All right, Billy, we appreciate it. We're going to check your results. We'll keep that Twitter account of yours humming. And we'll post some of the results Saturday as they happen. We'll talk to you soon.
Great. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Have a good one, Billy.
All right, let's head out to Mo. Morning, Mo.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Have you heard about the horse that we're going to hop on for the Kentucky Derby run?
No, who is that?
He is running today at the fairgrounds. That's in Louisiana, right?
That is.
Yep. It is in the... A mile and 70 yards, LeCompte Stakes, grade 3, purse $200,000. His name is simply Mo Tom, M-O space T-O-M.
Nice.
I mean, golly gee, it would have to have Chaz Assman to be any more lock. It really would be. So anyway, we talked already early, a couple people, Hector called in, he likes the Steelers. Wes called in, and he likes Arizona, right? Wasn't Wes liked Arizona? I think so.
Yes, he did.
Yep. So on those two games, Mo, what are you thinking?
Well, it's hard to like the Steelers with no Antonio Brown and with all the injuries of Ben Roethlisberger. I don't know where they're going to get their offense from. It's not like they're going to be able to run all over the Broncos like they did last week against the Bengals. I don't see any way that Pittsburgh scores a bunch of points. I like Denver.
And then in the games that are today, now we're going to Blush, so I'm not sure if we're going to get, you know what, let's do this real quick because we've got Charles from San Diego on the line, Mo. Let's get him on because I know he's got to work. Charles.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who do you like, buddy?
Well, going on a long shot, but after watching the Packers play last week, reminded me of the first few games of the season, so I'm going to go with the Packers, and I'm not going to take any points. I come on the money line today.
Oh, my God. It's like you're a mind reader.
I said that during break.
Tommy really? Nailed. That's exactly what Tommy said. What's the money line on that?
I didn't check. I think it's plus 260 or something like that.
Tommy's going to check out.
I will let
quick,
you yeah. know, my friend.
All right. Good luck, and we'll talk next week.
Cool. Sounds good. All right, guys. Bye.
There's a good segue for you, Mo.
You know, you look at a couple of weeks ago, and the Packers just got stomped in Arizona. But Arizona came back a little bit when they played Seattle. I don't know. I like Arizona to just destroy Aaron Rodgers again.
Wow. See, now there's two. You know, Johnny, we talk about opinions all the time, and until the game is over, guess what? That's all they are. You know,
Arizona's won 9 out of the last 10. They threw in that finale to the Seahawks. You know, I'm just going to throw that out.
Yeah, well, clunker. I would call that a clunker for sure. You know, but did that game mean anything to him?
No. Well, actually, yeah. Home field advantage. That game meant to them.
So they could have had it all the way through.
Yes. If they won and Carolina lost.
Right. So that's why if Seattle wins, sloppy as mentioned, going to Arizona because that's where they would play if both those two teams.
The money line on the Packers is plus 270, by the way.
There you go. That's a little bit more than a two-teamer.
Yes.
All right, so Johnny, the other two games, let's start with one of them.
Let's go with, we're a couple hours from kickoff. Chiefs at Patriots. Yeah, what a hell of a
great start to the playoffs, returning the opening kickoff for a touchdown. They're up 7-0, 10 seconds into the game. That was a nasty beatdown of the Texans. Chiefs are going for their 12th straight win. But over to the reigning Super Bowl champs off a first-round bye. They're getting Julian Edelman back. That's huge for the Patriots. They started out 9-0, and then he got hurt. They were averaging 10 less points per game without him. Gronk and Amendola are questionable. I think they'll be in. Patriots did stumble down the stretch. That worries me. But here's the thing, Mo. I have a lot of respect for this young Chiefs team. But Tom Brady threw for almost 5,000 yards again this year. The Kansas City secondary is good, but they're young. I got to go with the guy who's got a couple of Super Bowl rings. I'm going with the Patriots.
What do you think, Tommy?
Yeah, you can't. You know, it's hard to bet against the Patriots at home. The line is only 5, which is probably the smallest line that they've had at home all year. Johnny's right. Getting Edelman back is a big, big, big time thing. He, you know, he's the slot machine. He's the possession receiver. He's the guy that moves the chains. And not only that, he's their punt returner. You know, he's got sure hands. He makes people miss, and he's just a dangerous, dangerous.
And they've
cat
had
out
they've
the
had
field.
Fumble issues on punts since
they've
he's
had
been
problems
hurt,
yeah. since he's been not been back there.
What do you think, Mo?
Well, you know, the one thing that would concern me if I was the Chiefs was how they cover Rob Gronkowski, but he's missed practice 2 out of the last 3 days. He's going to play, but you know that defense of Kansas City swarms the quarterback, and they've had issues protecting Tom Brady at times this year. If they can keep Gronk covered, or he's not even 100%, and they can get to Tom Brady with that running game they have, I like the Chiefs in the game.
No, you know what? I like the Chiefs with in terms of what they've done. It's a tough spot, but that is a lot of respect, I think, Johnny, that point spread.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what else I could really say. I have a lot of respect for the Chiefs, but they're young. You know, the Patriots are the reigning Super Bowl champs. They've got a ton of playoff experience. Getting this, even Gronkowski at 80%. Nobody can cover this guy in the league.
And that's, you know, you bring up a good point. And it happened last week. When I'm going through all the data, I separate out the data, regular season and playoffs. And some of these teams have, you know, 8 or 10 playoff games in the last 2 or 3 years. Exactly. That's an organization that knows how to travel, that knows what it takes to win, whether on the road at home, because, you know, it's win or go home. It isn't week 16. What are you thinking, Mo?
I just, you know, you're right. It's hard to bet against the Patriots. I like the defense of the Chiefs, and that's going to be the key. If the Patriots can protect Tom Brady today and he has time to get the ball out, I think they'll be fine. But if that defense starts swarming like they did last week against the Texans, I think it's going to be a real tough day for Tom Brady and the Patriots. It's just, can Alex Smith get the offense of the Chiefs going other than special teams and score some points? And that's going to be the key.
Yeah, and there's so many opportunities, guys, today with finding, like Tommy did last week, with finding those opportunities of the points with Houston, you know, under 18.
I found one.
There you go.
I found the Patriots to win by 8 to 14 points or plus 295.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's one that could fall in that number.
Yep.
And you throw $100 at it, you're getting 295 yep. back.
You know, anytime you can have one, you need one thing to happen and it's going to pay you like 2 or 3 things happened. It makes sense. But remember, you know, Vegas pays the bills with the lights for a reason. They know what they're doing, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, what about that last game, the Seattle-Carolina? Mo?
Well, I mean, you know, you've got two great defenses playing today. And Russell Wilson went back to looking human again last week. It could be one of those low-scoring games. And if it comes down to field goal kickers, you know, I like Seattle. But I think Cam is finally ready to shine. In a playoff game, and I think he could have a big day today. I like Carolina.
Johnny D.
Seahawks, sure, you know, looked like their season was over and when the Vikings missed that 27-yard field goal in 0 degrees. But before that, the Seahawks reeled off 6 in a row, giving up an average of like 7 points a game. What great defense. Panthers 15-1. They're a great team. Superman Olsen, they're getting Jonathan Stewart back. Anyway, I'm firmly convinced the Seahawks are the better team with the playoff experience. They've been to two Super Bowls. I've got the Seahawks upsetting Carolina and advancing to the NFC Championship.
All right, so when we get back from break, Tommy, we're going to talk a little with you about that game. We're going to get Marvin from Las Vegas on. Mo, enjoy your football weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, gentlemen, thank you.
All right. Take care, Mo.
All right, so when we come back, we got Marvin from Las Vegas. We're going to talk to him about some NBA, and you're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer, maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sports books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz along with Johnny D.
Hey, in the shotgun.
And we got Tommy in house.
Hey, what do you say?
And we got Marvin from Las Vegas on the phone. And Marvin, we gave you a little time to wake up. How you doing this morning?
What's up, guys?
Oh, Marvin!
Hey, not baby.
Wide awake! 2 cups of coffee in you.
Now, before we go with talking anything...
NFL divisional round, man. This is it right here. Big money weekend.
Yeah, but
there you go.
Before we go anywhere, I want to give you a shout-out because earlier in the year, you had sent me over an email, and I ended up making it a post for the website because it was just, as they say in my cousin Vinny, it was a well-instructed, lucid argument. and when you sent it over to me at the beginning of the season, nobody knew that the team was going to go on a tear that they did, which was the Warriors. And yeah. so
nobody
you
saw that,
you gave me you gave me a tip that was 7-1, and because I held it just at the right time, we doubled everybody's money. So thank you for that.
Everybody like Oklahoma City?
14-1, baby.
Oh man, that looks that should be a nice little payday for y'all. Yeah.
Exactly. So what are you thinking this weekend?
Oh man, we got all kinds of action going. Let's see, we got Kansas City going to New England. I think that's a really good matchup. I already got my ticket in. I got Kansas City on the money line. I'm rolling with the boys from Kansas City and Andy Reid. I know they've been on the chair.
They sure have.
And Tom Brady and company, I just think it's time for a change of guards. I mean, I think everybody in New England's made their run. You know, Gronkowski's not 100%. Edelman may not play. I mean, it's just too many question marks surrounding New England. And with, I know Macklin may not play, but I got to roll with the offensive coordinator who's probably going to get the Philadelphia job. It's all set in stone. Lee Donovan McNabb said so. But I think the Chiefs have just got it going, man. I'm going to roll with the Chiefs. I'm getting on the Kansas City train.
There you go. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm picking all four games. You know I got to hit you with a four-teamer, man. Well, come on.
Let us have it, man. Let us have it.
Pittsburgh is all banged up. Big Ben is not 100%. So, you know, we got to go with Denver. Rested. Peyton should be okay. He's had a week off. They tested it in week 17. So I'm rolling with the Broncos. I'm laying 7.5. We're rolling with the Broncos in that one. I like Arizona as well. Tell you what, I got a buddy, man. The one I was telling you about, that ticket I showed you, Chaz.
Yep.
He flew to Vegas, man. This guy drops $20K on the Cardinals to win it all, 4.5-1.
Wow, there you go.
So yeah, I'm rolling with him on Arizona as well. So I like them to take.
Of course, those future bets, no points. They just got to get the W.
That's all I got to do is get a W. So -7. I think I roll with Arizona on that one. Easy one. Big one is going to be the tough one. Is Seattle and Carolina. Boy, you know, Cam Newton's playing really, really well right now. A week off is really the only thing that can make anybody pick against Cam. I like the Seattle defense in this one. The fact that they played in that cold weather game. I love when a team defensively goes from really, really cold to moderate the following week, and especially if they're the NFC champs. So I'm rolling with the Seahawks. Money line.
There you go. All right, buddy. We got it written down. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. We'll see you later.
All right. Before we head out to Connecticut, let's bounce over to San Antonio, Texas. Jonathan.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing this week?
You're giving us a lot of winners so far. What are you going to do this week, buddy?
I think you guys are my good luck charm.
Hey, you know what? Here's the thing. A lot of hard work and a little bit of luck goes a long, long way.
Yes, sir. Today, I'm actually going to be on, I think it's the night game tonight. I'm going to be on the Packers, actually, +7. I think Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs on the road is one of the best quarterbacks we've seen. I know that they're banged up, but if you're not banged up at this point in the year, then you haven't had a good year. So I know they're banged up, but they're kind of coming back from that 38-8 loss. They remember that loss, and I think it's really hard to dominate a team twice in the same year. I think Green Bay is going to get in there and give them a fight. I'm not going to say they're going to win the game, but I think it's going to come within 7 points.
No, we got Charles from San Diego and Tommy both. I've got no problem putting money line action on there, so you're right on their line.
Yeah, man. So I think it'll be a good game. Let me get you guys one more, though. I'm all over Seattle today as well. I think, or tomorrow. I think Seattle is one of the, they have a lot of the playoff experience on that team, and I am not sold on Cam Newton in the playoffs yet. He does have one playoff win. That was against a fourth-string quarterback in the Cardinals last year. They haven't been playing as well the last few weeks. The Seahawks are probably, besides the Chiefs, the hottest team in the NFL right now. The Seahawks have been rolling, and I hate to bet against a team that comes off such an emotional win like last week. We saw last year when the Seahawks kind of came back against the Packers. They ended up going to the Super Bowl after that, and that was an emotional win as well. So I hate going against – I'm not betting against the Seahawks after an emotional win.
Yeah, nothing,
win where they kind of got up.
No, nothing wrong with your logic. And again, you know, that game was over. But guess what? If you don't put the ball between the little yellow poles, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they make the most of their opportunities when they get them. And this is a big opportunity they got. So.
And we talked about it, Jonathan. When you look at the data and you start looking at playoff history with the teams like the Seattles and the Denvers and the Green Bays, you got a ton of games. I mean, they played 8 or 10 or 12 games in the last 2 or 3 years in playoffs. And that you can't teach that to a young team.
It goes a long way. It goes a long way. And I think the only way you can get off experience is get in there and play. You know, other than that, you kind of you can look at all the film you want, but you don't have the experience. It's not going to be the same.
You're absolutely right. All right, buddy, good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, man.
Hey, let's go out to Joe in Connecticut. Joe, did you get a chance to look at any of the ponies we talked about?
Yeah, we talked about a little bit of the ponies. You texted me about the LeCompte at the fairgrounds. And I had actually already bought the program for that day because they had such a nice card.
Really nice card, you know. And that's what we talk about with the ponies. You know, I was talking to the Val, who's the bartender down at Strider's, the new bar that allows you to not have the derelicts next to you when you're betting. It's just a gorgeous facility. And the thing that I mentioned to him is that, you know, I was there on a Tuesday because that's when I had to be there. And, you know, if I hit a superfecta, I could have bought the horse.
Yeah, it's incredible, the small claiming prices. There was a horse at Mohining Valley. I've never heard of the track before. He paid $416 to win last week.
I do have a story of hitting a 99-to-1 shot and not realizing that I was going to get more than that because they only have two digits showing.
Yeah, I think, it's a welcome surprise.
Yeah, right? He paid like I hit 100, and I was following the horse. This is one of my proudest moments. Don't get me wrong, I got a couple kids, I think, but following that horse for 3 or 4 races and then loading up on him at 117-to-1, that'll go down. So we got to, you know what, when you're looking at the ponies and we're going to start following the road, and the three of us that are in studio today, you know, we've got, you know, 15 or 20 years straight of Derby days. Last year we did the tour of all the facilities to see if anybody was doing it special, and nobody was. And you know that because you've been betting ponies for a while, so is your dad. The bottom line is, it's a dying sport. I'm not going to sit here and tell you we're gonna turn it around, but we're gonna do our best to find some opportunities. So we're gonna talk a little football with you, but I want to get to one opportunity from the ponies today.
Yeah. So in the LeCompte today, Michael Maker won this race last year with the same kind of horse, where he was coming in off a layoff. He had a couple wins under his belt, a couple nice races. The 3 Uncle Walter, he's 6-to-1 morning line. I like him, and I like him with the 5, and this happens in horse racing a lot. There's a lot of hoopla about a horse when he makes his first start, then everybody forgets. The 5 is a half-brother to Rachel Alexandra. They have the same mother. She was the horse of the year, took the sport by storm. And you know, he ran a tough race last time. They stretched him out finally. He quit. But, you know, he gets another shot at it. He has a nice trainer. His buyer figures are improving. You know, if the 3 comes up, he opens up at 4-to-1. I'll probably take a shot with this 5 and hope that, you know, his half-sister had a little influence on him, because that family's got a lot of running in them.
Oh, she was beautiful. She had an incredible run. She was running with the boys.
Yeah, she beat him in the Woodward at Saratoga. Yep. They're handing out flyers and everything. It was huge.
Yep. All right, so talk to me some NFL playoffs.
So little NFL, and this kills me, but all the weird reports coming out of New England, I like the Chiefs on the field. I don't know. Andy Reid in the playoffs scares the hell out of me. But, you know, Gronk's getting knee surgeries, whatever's going on with Chandler Jones. They looked awful the last 2 weeks, and I feel like it could be a repeat of that Baltimore playoff game where everybody loved the pass because we sat there and we said, you know, the pass. And then, you know, when Ray Rice was still had the hot hand, no pun intended, he ran wild on the Patriots, and they crushed him in the playoffs in the first round that year. And I think that might be a repeat today. I like the Chiefs on the field.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
All right, we got a couple minutes. We're going to quickly go out to John. John, you there?
Yes.
Quick, we got 30 seconds, buddy.
I just take all the home teams.
There you go. Not wrong with that. Now you going to do any teasers or anything, or just straight bets?
Straight bets.
All right.
Team.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Ziggy, you there, Zig?
Yo.
All right, quick ponies. You got 10 seconds.
Quick, you got to 15. Tom's ready.
There you go. We're good.
In the big race.
We're going to do a Mo Tom and a Tom's Ready box. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Johnny D.
Johnny D's got Patriots, Cardinals, Seahawks, Broncos. Have a great football, big money weekend.
Tommy.
And just, you know, just play the Packers. You know, take the points. You know, I say take the points with the Packers, +7.5.
There you go. And you know what? Just do me a favor. Whatever you're going to do out there, have some fun. Meet us at Blush. We'll be there about noon to 1. Come down with your Patriot gear. You're going to get free booze or a dollar. You get a free beer and $1 shots when they score. Same thing. Just bring your Kansas City Chiefs deals. We're going to see you there. Sports Betting Weekly.